Welcome to the Scrubs Off Duty podcast. My name is Bree. I'm 22 years old, a newly married wife, dog mom, and a nurse. I think you'll like this podcast if you love all things self-care, healthcare, and just some random things about life. Thanks so much for listening. I was going to do a total different episode this episode, but I decided we are switching it up because something really came over me on the plane ride back from Mexico, and it just like hit me of like, look at you. Like, you are living your dream and you never can acknowledge that. So my issue, and I feel like a lot of people's issues, I talk about this with a lot of my friends all the time, is maybe it's a 20-something-year-old thing. Maybe it's a feeling that you feel forever. I hope not. But I constantly feel like I am not doing enough. And I compare my life to other people's lives and what I see on social media. And I think to myself, okay, I can be doing more, which, don't get me wrong, like, it is always good to want to be doing more and making a difference and pushing yourself to be better and grow. But then there's also the unhealthy level of like never thinking what you do is enough and just the constant pressure that you can put on yourself. And I feel like that is how I feel a lot of the time. And, you know, this episode I was going to talk about my trip to Mexico and how great it was. And I could, and I probably still will talk about it. But I was like, no, I need to talk about this. I need to talk about fulfillment and being proud of yourself and recognizing your accomplishments, because I think we're all so good at seeing other people do well and congratulating them and watching them thrive and acknowledging them. But then when you could be doing those same things, you don't acknowledge it in yourself. And maybe this is all a me thing. Maybe it's nobody else feels this way, but I think a lot of people feel this way. So I was sitting on the plane and I was finalizing all my like quarter one expenses, and I pay my taxes quarterly. So I was like trying to get everything all tidied up. So I had, you know, everything squared away to send to my CPA. So I was doing that and I was like, wow, that's crazy that it like Q1, if you don't know this, I didn't know anything. Like, they didn't teach me this in nursing school or high school. So like taxes and all that was like a foreign thing to me, which is a problem on its own. That number one, like, we're not taught about these things and don't know about them, but there's four technical like quarters. So it's January to March, April to June, June to September, September to December. And Q1, quarter one, just ended. And I was like, wow, that's crazy that it's already been 3 full months of 2024. And then I was like, oh, I should look through like all of my pictures from this year. Like, the last 3 months, I feel like I haven't done much, you know, like, I have just been struggling with this internal battle of not feeling like I'm doing enough. And I think a lot of that has been with like job changes and just life changes, and Brandon got a different job, and just like figuring out married life, and just a lot of changes like happened at once. And now like we're kind of stagnant, I guess you could say. And I felt like, you know, we hadn't done anything crazy or accomplished anything. And that's like so not true, because I am sitting on this plane and I'm like, all right, look through your photos, like see what you've done the last 3 months. And, you know, and I actually decided to make a video about it because I'm like, okay, more people need to realize like, wow, I'm doing a lot. I'm living my life that I've like always dreamed of, accomplishing the things that I've always wanted to do. So I made this video and I recapped like, you know, the last 3 months. So number one, obviously New Year's Eve. New Year's Eve was amazing. We celebrated at my brother's house. It was the night after our wedding was New Year's Eve. And New Year's Day, I was obviously still at we celebrated at my brother's house. We were there until like 3 in the morning, way too late, but all of my friends were there, and it was just like a continuation of all the wedding festivities. So I had my first New Year's kiss with my husband, I got to be with Nicole and Mel and all my other friends. We had a lot of snow sleepover slumbies. The weather got, for Michigan, not super bad, but there was a weekend there where we just got like a ton of snow. Honestly, this winter in general has been pretty mild besides that one week in January, but like lots of snow slumbies, lots of like binging TV shows. We were like really into Gypsy Rose then, lots of reading, just like rest and recovery because the post-wedding exhaustion was real. Like it hit me like a truck because the wedding, the holidays, like everything back to back was a lot. I loved every second of it, but it was just go, 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 go. And then we got sick and then, you know, just a long month of recovery. I got a new car. We got our new car and that was crazy to me. That was like our first big married life purchase. So that was so exciting. I honestly still haven't named her yet. And I did ask you guys on my Instagram story. Now I feel like I need to go look at what they were because you guys said some pretty funny names. A few people said to name it Betty, but if you don't know, I already have a Betty in my life. This girl right here, I don't know if you can see her if you are watching on YouTube. My little baby, Betty Lou. So I was like, I can't name my dog and my car the same thing. So, okay. Tutu, Patricia, which my friend's name is Patricia. So I'm like, I cannot name my car Patricia. Barbie, Sylvia, Brenda, May, Arizona, Molly, Betsy, Sterling, Silver Fox. I think Silver Fox is funny. Holly, Hayani, which I think is really cute. Luna, Tulip, Taylor, Tammy, Helen, Patricia, another one, Taylor, Pearl, Lulu, Honey, I named my Jeep Honey, so because I got the Jeep on the 100th day of the year, and I did Honey for like Honey, like 100. Tilly the Tucson, which I think Tilly's kind of cute. Lois, she's giving Kimberly or maybe Brittany, somebody said. Phoebe, Greta. I just think it's so funny that there were multiple of like people saying the same names. Like, do cars look like certain names? Does it work like that? I'm not like a huge car girl. I don't have a lot of car knowledge, but it's really funny that multiple people were like, oh yeah. It's giving Betty. It's giving Patricia. Anyway, though, back to after I got a new car, I really started trying to get better at YouTube and like some creative goals and start posting more regularly on the podcast. I was doing really well. And then, you know, all the stuff happened with me and Betty and we just fell off the podcast train, but we're back on. We are trying. I'm really trying. It's hard, you know, working and doing all this. And I look at all the other content creators that like work full-time jobs and do this full-time and are killing it on every platform. And I'm just like, how do you do it? How do you do it? Because maybe it's just because like I'm not as familiar with like editing and things like that, that it just takes me a lot longer. And these people get it done quicker, or maybe I'm just bad at it. I don't know. Or maybe they just don't sleep. But I'm like, teach me your ways. How do you do all this? I went to my first NFL game with Brandon. It was the Lions game. It was the divisional, right? The divisional game. And that was honestly so freaking fun. I really truly believe that I started understanding football when I went to that game. Because, like, I tried so hard. Maybe it's just, like, a TV thing or maybe it just hit me. But I truly didn't understand what was happening except for, like, getting a field goal or a touchdown at normally watching football. But I, like, finally was like, okay, I understand how a first down works. And a second down, like, I don't really know any of the flags and fouls and, like, what those are. Like, no idea. Penalties, whatever they're called. I don't even know what they're called, apparently. Brandon's like whispering to me like penalties so I don't get roasted for knowing nothing. But I truly think actually being there and watching it, I started to understand and I was like cheering at the right time and very invested. It was actually pretty fun. I started my new job in February doing the private duty nursing, and I learned so much with that. And I'm like, again, why do I feel so unfulfilled and like I've done nothing? Like, I started a new job. I did all these things. Like, ugh, it pains me, but I feel like I didn't even realize all of this happened until I sat down and looked back. And it's like, wow, I've done everything I could have ever wanted and more. And I'm not even proud of myself. Like, you need to be proud of yourself and recognize I'm killing it. Like, I am literally killing it. And nobody gives themselves enough credit. Belly, we celebrated her second birthday. I don't know where she is. She's laying over there. You can't see her, but we celebrated her second birthday, which is so crazy that she's turning two. Now, this quarter, Betty's gonna be turning nine. I like can't even think about it. Her turning nine. She's my little baby. She can't be nine.
She's so cute. She's a cutums.
We celebrated our first Valentine's Day married, which was so fun. We had a romantic, like, little candlelit dinner, and it was a fancy dinner. Like, we've never gone to a fancy dinner like that before, like, with wine pairings, and it was so nice. Like, that's just not something we normally do. We're definitely more like, get some fast food, sit on the couch and watch a movie, like order a pizza. That's just like our vibe. We're more like stay in and hang. But and that was so nice. Planned the self-care event with Mel, and like it was so surreal getting answers from huge brands and donations and like ColourPop and Tarte. Like, I literally was in direct contact with Maureen Kelly, who, if you don't know, she founded Tarte. And being in contact with such like a powerful woman like that, I was like, wow, what is happening? Like, this is so crazy that I don't know, you know, like I never thought that would ever happen. And it was so cool. The weather was actually pretty nice. For some people, they would say it was cold. For Michigan people, we'd be like, oh, wow, it's so warm. We were outside in shorts a few times in March because it got sunny. We played pickleball outside. It has snowed again since, but that's just like Michigan weather, how it works. It's up and down and all over the place, quite literally. Like, it, I'm pretty sure it was 70 and then it snowed the next day, if I'm remembering March correctly. But it was so nice while it lasted, soaking up the sun and getting some warmth. I mean, pickleball outside in March is like not very normal in Michigan. So it was so nice to get outside. I went to Milwaukee. I got to see Nicole and Mel again. We got to do our event, and that was the most rewarding experience and also such a big learning opportunity because Mel and I didn't go to like any sort of business school or marketing, like no experience with event planning really. And I mean, we're both nurses. She is now a business owner and has a lot of knowledge because of that. But like, this was a whole new ball game, and we learned so much and hope to continue to learn more and just keep making things bigger and better. So stay tuned. But crazy. That was crazy. I never thought I would do something like that. And it was so cool. After that, I was home for a couple of days, and then I went to Detroit, which I love Detroit. It is such a cool town. One of my favorite restaurants is there, and they have another location in Ann Arbor, Frida Batito's. It's so good. If you're ever in the area, you have to try it. We went to the Olivia Rodrigo concert, which that was amazing. Honestly, like, we were some of the oldest people there, I feel like. But it was so fun, so cool. Our seats were amazing, way closer. We bought these tickets pre-sale in August. I'm pretty sure we got pre-sale, right? I think so. So like, I had kind of forgotten where we were at, and like, girl math at that point, that concert was free because I paid for that in August, like long gone. if you know, you know, that's just how I operate. But I was like, when we got there, I was like, oh my gosh, wow. We were in the third row on the side, not like right directly where her side stage is, but like close. And when she does, I don't want to spoil the concert, but when she like does something during the concert, like she was right there. And she, I feel like, favored our side over the other side. And it was just really close. We were close. And that was just a great concert. Like, she is so, so talented. The vocals were amazing. Just, like, very, like, angsty. Everyone was screaming and crying. Like, I feel like everybody knew all of the words to the songs. Like, it was really fun, especially, like, some of the breakup songs and more, like, emotional songs, like, that you scream. Like, everybody was screaming, and it was just, like, the ultimate hype group. Like, it was so fun. I then also went to Mexico. So I was home for a few days after Detroit, worked a few more days, and then went to Mexico with my best friend, Noah. It was supposed to be a group trip, and not all the group could go, but we were like, all right, let's go. We're still gonna go. And it was seriously so great. It was so nice to get out of the cold. And I guess it was practically like cold and rainy and disgusting the whole time we were gone. So that was really nice. And that was my first, okay, I'm so dumb because I thought they stamped your passport, and we did the like electronic where you just scan it on the thing and then go through, like, we didn't deal with a person going through customs. And maybe if we did go through the person route, we would get a stamp. But I posted on my story, I was like, can't wait to get a stamp on my new passport, because it was my passport with my new last name. I changed all that and I didn't get a stamp. So maybe they just don't stamp it anymore. Or if we just chose, you know, the electronic route, they don't stamp it. But I was kind of disappointed because I was like, oh, I get to stamp it. But I didn't. It didn't happen. But seriously, like, I've traveled, I've accomplished so much, but I constantly every day am in a mental battle with myself, like, you're not doing enough, you need to do more, you need to work more, you need to do this more, you need to do this better, you need to do that better. And like, I overbook myself a lot of the times, like doing way too much, and then I just get run down and exhausted. And it's, you know, obviously something that I'm working through, but I think it's such a common theme to compare yourself to others and think you're not doing anything. Like, I watch people on social media that I follow that are going everywhere and doing all the things, and I'm like, wow, like, that's so cool. They're living such a cool life. They're doing so much. But it's like, I am too. Like, I just looked at all this stuff I've accomplished and done the last 3 months, and I'm like, I'm doing so much. And like, this is a dream for me. Like, I dreamed of living life like this and getting to travel and getting to have these opportunities and working all of my dream jobs. Like, but I don't even recognize it. And I'm like, girl, you need to sit down and appreciate yourself for a minute. You can hype up all of these other people that are doing all these things, but you can't hype yourself up. Like, you're doing enough. Stop comparing your life to other people's lives and realize, like, you're killing it. And, like, take a step back. And I think sometimes you just need that, like, outside perspective to be like, wow, like, these are the days that I dreamed of. These are the days that I've worked so hard for. And give yourself a dang pat on the back right now, because I know there's so many people out there, like, especially like nursing students. Like, remember when you were working so hard to get into nursing school, and now you're in it and you're close to graduating, and you'll look at yourself a year into being a nurse and you're like, wow, like, I worked so hard to get here. This is what I wanted. I mean, no matter what it is, even if it's not nursing school, like, this can apply to so many different things. Like, think back 5 years ago, you were probably working so hard to be doing what you're doing now. And just be like, wow, like, I am killing it. I'm crushing my goals. I'm hitting all these dreams that I wanted. And give yourself credit where credit is due. Like, you deserve to be proud of yourself. I'm proud of you. I know you've been killing it recently. A little round of applause for you. Like, you're doing enough. You probably know you're doing enough. So just give yourself a moment. And maybe, you know what, maybe you need to look through your photos. And it's hard too if you don't take a lot of photos. Maybe that's not the best method. But like, maybe you need to look through your photos and be like, wow, look at everything that's happened the last few months. Like, I'm killing it. I am killing it. Anyway, so I wanted to talk about some of my goals that I have. And I really encourage, like, you to think of some goals too. It can be big, they can be small, like, whatever floats your boat, but make some small attainable goals for this next quarter and see if you can accomplish them. And I truly think, like, focusing on, like, did I do this? Yes. you're killing it. Like, you should feel fulfilled. You're doing the things you want to do. So I'm gonna write them down after this. But I think that's one thing that helps me is realizing, like, wow, I am accomplishing the things that I'm talking about and wanting. And unless I physically see that I actually am doing them and, like, acknowledge it and realize it, I feel like I don't give myself the recognition. Literally, the whole point of this episode is I just wanted to reiterate that, like, you are doing enough. You are doing enough. You're doing the things you're dreaming of. You're doing the things that you've worked so hard for. Like, stop comparing your life to other people's lives and stop being so damn hard on yourself. Like, you are doing enough. I'm sure you've always been doing enough. Like, you're killing it. Be proud. Enough about that, though. I just really felt called to talk about that because it was something that was just, like, hitting close to home with me. And, you know, I'm proud of you. I'm really proud. But let's talk about just life in general. So I'm going to Palm Springs this week, Wednesday, with Brandon. I am so excited. I am going to a few things. I don't even know if I can talk about it, but it's crazy that I'm going to these things. Like, I can't wait to talk about it and tell you guys, but I'm just, like, in shock over it. Like, in shock. But I'm so excited. Also, did you guys see the Alani Nu rap video? I don't know if I'm in denial or if I'm delusional, but I don't want to believe it. It's so funny, though. The videos are killing me about it. Like, the one, you know, looking into it before you drink it to make sure there's no rat. If you don't know, somebody is claiming that they found a rat in their Alani. I haven't seen a statement from the Alani team about it yet, unless I missed that. I'm not sure, you know, how accurate or truthful or honest that video was. If it's true, you know, fact check things yourself. But then I was reading about it, and apparently this has happened with Mountain Dew before, and they, like, went to court, but the case showed that it was, like, physically impossible for a rat to, like, live and survive or not decay in the Mountain Dew, which, like, that sounds disgusting. How are we still allowed to, like, produce Mountain Dew if a rat will decay in that liquid? Like, that's crazy that we are allowed to ingest this. Like, what? When I saw, I'm in shock. I'll never get over that. But, oh my gosh. Anyway, I really hope it wasn't true. I really hope they don't, like, have rats in their factories, because I love Alani's. I love any energy drink. I've been trying Amino Leans. I've been trying Celsius too. But I mean, like, if it can happen at an Alani one, I feel like it can happen at any drink producing facility. Like, ooh, but I'm like, they're slim cans. So I guess I don't understand, but I don't even want to think about it. Like, I truly don't want to think about it. Also, guys, big news. I have a Poppy sweatsuit. I cannot believe I got one, but they sent me one and I about screamed. It's in the washer right now. I cannot wait to wear it. I feel so special and honored and loved, and this is a big moment. This is going in my Q2 recap. I got the Poppy sweatsuit. Big things over here already. You know what I mean? Serious, like, that was such a cool moment for me because I've seen all the people with the Poppy sweatsuits, and, like, I've always wanted one and thought they were so cute, and, like, the robes, and, like, to actually be sent one. When you literally, like, love a product and love a brand and, like, they recognize you or acknowledge that, it's just crazy. It's like, oh my gosh, like, this is something I love and they know who I am. It's just the most surreal feeling that I truly will never get over. But I think I'm going to keep this episode short because I had, like, you know, I think it's not necessarily a heavy episode, but it's something that a lot of people will resonate with. And I feel like you have to think about it. So think about what I said. Think about, you know, you not feeling fulfilled, where that comes from, what was the reason, and, like, give yourself some recognition for your Q1 accomplishments, because I'm sure there's plenty. But I love you guys. We will talk again soon. Bye.